This is Fire Shut Up In My Bones, bringing to the world the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for tonight's message entitled, Can Man Keep Themselves Saved? Can Man Keep Themselves Saved? And now your host, Darian. Good evening, and thank you for joining this program tonight. And the title of this message is, Can Man Keep Themselves Saved? What an interesting question. The thought brings about a man saving himself and attaining his own salvation and keeping his own salvation. But is that really true? Can a man keep himself saved? Today, I'm encountered with many a folk believing that they can keep their salvation. And if they don't do a good job at keeping their salvation, they can lose their salvation. Yes, that's right, folks. A lot of people think they can lose their salvation. They do not believe in once saved, always saved. And throughout the scriptures, I'm finding verses that state otherwise. What does that mean? I'm finding verses that we can put our faith in, that once saved, always saved, that Jesus Christ, with his almighty divine power, keeps man saved forever and ever. I preached, I say, about two messages on this subject. The first one is you can't lose your salvation. And the second one is preserved forever. Both available on this podcast. Just scroll down below and look at the older programs. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us with this. Help us to learn something, Lord. I pray that this brings someone good faith and that believe that they cannot lose their salvation, that once saved, always saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 17, verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Verse 12 of John 17. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus Christ lifted up his holy eyes towards heaven in praise to his holy Father in these passages. In Jesus' prayer, he mentions how the Lord keeps those who are saved. Many times I encounter those who believe they can keep their salvation. Why is that? They believe they can actually lose their salvation. And I'll say it again, what they mean by keep is that they believe they may lose their salvation. Can flesh keep their own salvation? Can sinful man keep their own salvation? That is what I'm going to talk about today. Can man keep themselves saved? Can man keep themselves saved? As we discuss this, realize that the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation speaks on the gospel and why it is important for men to get saved. First of all, men can't get themselves saved. They need a savior. But before I get into that, the first point, the revealed gospel to men. The revealed gospel to men. And we're in the same chapter, John chapter 17. Read with me. Go back a couple steps to John 17, verse 3. And verse 3 through 7, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou sent. I have glorified thee on earth, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I have had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and thou have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. The gospel of Jesus Christ drew men unto God. In verse 2 of John 17, we read, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Salvation is for all flesh of every nation. What I mean by flesh is mankind, mortal flesh. The gospel is the good news of salvation. The Bible says Jesus is the only way to salvation. Jesus is the only way to heaven. In verse 4 of John 17, we read, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. What we gather from this passage is that Jesus is the only way to salvation, and that salvation is for every nation. And that is the theme the gospel presents, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Point number 2, the acceptance of the gospel. So the gospel was revealed. The gospel drew men to God. And now, because mankind heard the gospel and drew near to God, they inquired of God, they accepted Jesus Christ. Point number 2, the acceptance of the gospel. In John chapter 17, verse 8, it says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now, the gospel that Jesus Christ was preaching consists of this, and this is the theme being preached out from cover to cover of the Bible. First, man is lost. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man is not good enough to get saved. In Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, in that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, lest any man shall boast. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, so all of mankind are sinners. I read Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. That's basically talking about salvation is only believing that Jesus is the only way to heaven and asking Jesus to save you. Salvation is that of works, that passage says. The Bible says that nobody is perfect. I read that in Romans 3:10. The Bible says that all of mankind is a sinner. No man can say that he is without sin, according to Ecclesiastes. Romans 2:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, well, I'm a good person. And, you know, I always try to do good. That's why I'm going to heaven. Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. So it doesn't matter how good you think you are. It's not good enough in the sight of the Lord. You missed the mark. That's why the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can be the greatest man on the face of the earth when it comes to morals, but the Bible says you missed the mark. Therefore, man needs a savior. So mankind, they sinned. They're not good enough to go to heaven. Therefore, they need a savior. Genesis 3:15, it says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What that was talking about was when Adam and Eve sinned and plunged the world into utter darkness. The Bible says, wherefore, as one man's sin entered into the world, so death by sin passed upon all men, whereby they're all sinners. So because of Adam's sin, he brought the curse of sin upon all men. And in this passage, Jesus promised that his son will come down to earth and shed his blood for our sins on the cross. His blood paid for all of our sins that way we may be saved. That's why it says thy seed and her seed. It says, and I shall bruise thy head. That's talking about Satan's head. Bruise means to crush. And thou shalt bruise his heel. That's referring to Jesus's heel on the cross. He will bruise his heel on the cross while down the cross for our sins. So that was a promise to mankind. That is also referred to as the first mention of the gospel or proto-evangelium. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because we're born sinners, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. His sacrifice on the cross was justified, satisfied mankind's punishment. His blood washed away all of our sins. Because of that, we can all boldly say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you believe this, Jesus will save you. Just ask Jesus to save you. That's the gospel. This is from Genesis to Revelations, that Jesus died for our sins. The Bible says in John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the whole world. The gospel is throughout the Bible, and Jesus Christ prayed for those who accepted Jesus at the sound of the gospel. So in this passage, John 17, that we're concentrating on, you see that man was attracted to the gospel, like, this is interesting. Matter of fact, good news today, my brother called me up. He led two guys to the Lord. You know what they both said? I've never heard it like this before. We've all encountered, I've encountered that. I've witnessed the people, they'll say, I've never heard it like that before. My dad, when he was working security, witnessed to one gentleman, and in astonishment, he told my dad, I've been going to that church down the street, that Baptist church, for years, and they've never told me how to be saved. I've never heard it this way before. That was much the same case with Jesus Christ. The gospel presented to man stirred them, interested them, and they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Lastly, the whole main topic of this sermon is that God keeps mankind saved. Point number three, God keeps those who believe the gospel. God keeps those who believe the gospel. This is for people who ask Jesus to save them. This is the people that believe that only Jesus is the way to heaven and ask Jesus to save them. Okay? It's only for them. If you haven't done this, this does not pertain to you. You need to get saved. And if you don't, if you've never asked Jesus to save you, you're on your way to hell. So anyway, point number three, God keeps those who believe the gospel. We're still in the same passage. Just want to concentrate on this. John 17 verses 11 through 12. Now, please listen to this. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Okay, remember the gospel drew man to Christ, and Christ and the man asked Jesus to save them, right? They believe that Jesus Christ is sent by God. He is God. Keep those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. By the way, that's, you know how the Bible says we should see him as he is, so we be. Basically talking about one day we will have a glorified body just like Jesus has. But that's another topic. And verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. That's very important. None of them is lost. Okay. They'll never be destroyed. They'll never see destruction. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That's talking about Judas. He's lost. The son of perdition was Judas. But let me read these again. Please catch this, all right? I'll stand in verse 11 of John 17. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. Okay, talking about the Christians now. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. God is going to keep saints. Those are the guys who asked Jesus to save them. Saved. And one day, they will go to heaven and have a glorified body. We're going to be like Jesus. We're going to have a glorified body like him. That's why it says that they may be one as we are. Okay? You know that Bible verse that says the corruptible shall put on incorruptible? That's what it's talking about. I'll discuss that one of these days, God's willing. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That's talking about that idiot Judas. None of them is lost. They will never see death. They will never see destruction. They will never spend a second in hell. Understand how big the word keep is. It's a very huge word, in my opinion. It comes from the Latin word habeo or capio. Does that sound familiar? Captive, captivity. Okay, there's a reason that it sounds like that, right? Keep means to hold, to retain in one's power or possession, not to lose or part with, as to keep a house or a farm, to keep anything in the memory, mind, or heart, to have in custody for security or preservation, to preserve, to retain. That's what God does to those who ask Jesus to save them. Excuse me. God holds, God retains in his power. We are his. We are in God's possession. John chapter 10, verse 28, it says, and I give unto them eternal life. What does eternal mean? It means forever, and they shall never perish. That's talking about they'll never perish in hell. Like this passage here says, and none of them is lost. That's what it means when it says they shall never perish. It's done. Never means it will never happen. That's a promise. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Pluck them out of whose hand? God's hand. Why is that? Because in verse 12 it says, kept them in thy name. We are kept in God's name. We're sealed. We are stamped in Jesus' name forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 says, who are kept. There's the word again, kept. Retained. We're in his possession. We're in God's custody. Kept by the power of God. God is all powerful. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for me? God could do anything. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Who are kept by the power of God, the Almighty God. Let me stop right here. Why, my dear brethren, do you think you can lose your salvation when this beautiful passage of scripture says this? We are kept in the possession of God. We are kept by the power of an almighty God. And it says, through faith unto salvation. Faith of what? Look, I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And I ask Jesus to save me and take me to heaven when I die. I believe. And because of that, I get salvation. That means I'm saved from hell. Salvation means to be saved from hell, ready to be revealed in last time. Guys, if you have done that too, if you ask Jesus to save you, that's faith, because you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And to be saved from hell is salvation by faith. Forever, you're kept. God keeps you. He retains you. No man will pluck you out of his hand, because it keeps you. That's what the Bible says. Forever. You can't lose your salvation. Don't have any more doubts. Why don't you keep reading the scriptures? John chapter 17 is a wonderful passage of scripture. A lot of the reasons why people think they can lose their salvation is, one, they're not reading the Bible enough. They're a little bit backsliding. They haven't read the Bible in a couple of days. They need to get back on the compass. When you're lost, when you lose your direction and you need to find your way, you need the GPS, right? Well, when you have a little bit of doubt in the world, a little bit of discouragement, you need to get back into the scriptures. Hebrews 5:9, and I'm done after I read this. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. You really think you're going to lose salvation? Look at that. Eternal salvation. Once he gives it to you, you have it forever. Why is that? He keeps you in his name. By the way, as I read previously in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, and how all men are sinners, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that of yourselves, that of works, lest any man shall boast. If your righteousness are as filthy rags before God's eyes, if the best you could do are filthy before the sight of the Lord, what makes you think you can, if you couldn't get saved in the first place by your own power, what makes you think you can keep your salvation by your own power? God keeps your salvation forever by his almighty power. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. What does that mean when it says they obey him? By the way, all means all. All of them that obey him. That's basically talking about those who humble themselves and ask Jesus to save them. The first step to obedience is asking Jesus to save you and take you to heaven when you die. So what does the scripture say, guys? God keeps salvation forever. Not man. God keeps your salvation. But you have to ask Jesus to save you. Otherwise, you will be cast into the lake of fire, and you'll be in the devil's hands.